Welcome, everyone, to the X Really What's podcast series. This podcast series is being done for our national conference, which is coming up in Las Vegas, September 23rd through the 25th. And we're very pleased to have with us today Lisa Cousineau. Lisa is the manager of XBRL Best Practices and Professional Standards at Thomson Reuters. Thomson Reuters is the platinum sponsor for our national conference, so thanks also to Thomson Reuters. So I have a couple of questions for you, Lisa. I just wanted to find out, you know, what kinds of trends are you seeing with your clients in their XBRL process? Do you find that they're becoming more proficient in that process?
Thank you, Michelle. From our perspective, it appears that the XBRL process is becoming more of a routine for our clients. They have been detail tagging now for at least 1, if not 2 years. Our clients have developed internal processes around reviewing and validating their instance documents before submitting them to the SEC. It also appears that companies have a better understanding of the impacts of last-minute changes on their documents and are doing a better job of minimizing these changes internally. However, we have noticed some turnover in the reporting departments, and the new team members are trying to quickly get up to speed. In some cases, we have worked with our software clients to switch to service for a filing, as we do offer the flexibility to accomplish this. In addition, we have seen an increase in the number of our clients who are filing registration statements, which require XBRL exhibits when their financial statements are included. Clients are getting more comfortable with the U.S. GAAP taxonomy. However, they do need assistance to understand the changes made each year associated with the annual upgrade. Our clients often find that understanding the changes and the impact to their customized taxonomies require our help. Our customer first teams are structured by industry so that our customers learn from consultants and specialists who are experts in their specific industry. Filers should plan to upgrade to the latest taxonomy each year to keep current and follow the SEC's recommendation to use the most recent version of the taxonomy.
Thanks, Lisa. One other thought I had is, you know, Thomson Reuters is truly, you know, one of the leaders on the database side. You know, you've been providing corporate financials to buy side and sell side for years, or for many, many years, actually. And I'm wondering if, from Thomson's perspective, are you seeing any changes on the consumption end? Are there more users of XBRL data?
Well, Michelle, XBRL reporting in the United States is still in its infancy stage. For many investors and analysts, when making comparisons and attempting to draw conclusions, they want the benefit of historical context. As XBRL matures and data sets grow larger with each passing filing period, confidence in the data will increase. As a result, more users will turn to XBRL reports. Customers don't necessarily want to consume XBRL data. They want to consume data in general, and they want to do so with confidence that the data is timely, accurate, and complete. XBRL data is quickly becoming recognized for being timely, with improved accuracy a key focus for the immediate future. In fact, across Thomson Reuters, many of our customers are referencing XBRL data synonymously with real-time data. As for the accuracy component, XBRL is well positioned to quickly overcome the accuracy issues. As companies continue to upgrade their taxonomies and it becomes more commonplace to reuse existing mapping and tagging with roll-forward functionality such as we have developed in our profile software, the time and expense invested in XBRL reporting should decrease, and the timeliness and accuracy should continue to improve. For many investors and analysts, it would seem their preference for data is less tied to the format and more so to the quality of the data, as XBRL continues to mature and overcome some of the early challenges. We believe XBRL data will soon become a trusted and highly valued source of financial data in the United States, just as it has in other global markets.
Lisa, thanks so much for your insights. You know, we really appreciate your thoughts, given your background and given Thomson Reuters' experience with clients on both the consumption as well as the creation end. Thanks to all of our listeners, and we hope to see you at the XBRL US National Conference in Las Vegas in September.